Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. We are recording and we are continuing what we started last time. Okay. So now let's do the third person. And let's start with one male, which is he. And this is always the root. So we were doing fa'ala, right? So this is fa'ala. Fa'ala. Okay? And then if we do one female, it is she. One female, she. So, what would you add?
Fa'alta.
Fa'alta? No.
Fa'alta to the end.
Fa'alti. This is you.
Oh.
Fa'alti. Second person. But third person is, you just add ta at ta'nith, which becomes what?
Fa'ala.
Fa'alat. Which is fa'alat. So, we say that the past tense, tashkil, is mabni ala al-fatha. Mabni ala al-fatha. Now, where the fatha should be?
The la. Because it's like, because the la is like a suffix or something that's added.
That's right. MashaAllah. Very smart. Do you know what she said?
She said that it's just like a suffix.
So where is the fatha? We said mabni ala al-fatha. Which one? Which letter we should be looking at?
The lam.
Here is the lam, and here is the lam. The reason we do, so it's not the last letter. It is after you detach the attachments, just like Hania said. After you detach the attachments, okay. And you have the, once you detach the attachments, then it goes into the last letter. So, this, that, to be detached. Huh, Adam?
Yeah.
Adam?
I'm Adam.
I'm sorry.
Mahmoud.
Mahmoud. What's up? What are we trying to teach here? So, we split it into fa'a, fa'ala, and then that. So here we go. Fa'alat. And this will be the fatha that we're talking about. We got it? So مبني على الفتح. You see, this is fa'al. Now, how about for two males? Two males. For two males, we take the root which is they. We take the root and add alif al-muthanna. We take the root and add what?
Alif al-muthanna.
So, where is the root? Fa'ala. And then we add alif al-muthanna. So, fa'ala. Fa'ala. So, it is root.
Could you make a separate table that's just for the suffixes that you add? Huh? It's much easier to do.
Yeah, this is the root. Anything else, add it.
Could you, like, use the extra things that you add in, like, a different color or something like that so it's easier for us to tell? Just so we could just, like, because we don't have to, like, read, like, fa'ala, wait, how is that related to equid and stuff like that. It's much easier if we could just see what we need to add.
Okay. So this one is fa'ala plus...
You don't even have to do that.
Yeah, just highlight
just,
the letter.
Just write the suffix in a different color.
Yeah, highlight the letter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's use the color.
Red. You can use red if you want.
Or blue, it doesn't matter. That's just not
let's
red.
Use the color, the brown color. So here.
Would it show up in the camera?
Yeah, it would show up. Okay. Fa'alat. And this one here, we added this. So here, we added ta'. You added ta' al-ta'nith. Here we added alif al-muthanna. Alif al-muthanna.
Okay.
And then. And then we go into two female. So we take the single, and add. We add. Ta al ta'nith.
Again?
Yes. No, I'm talking about this one.
Oh.
Or do you take? Or you can take this one and then you add fa'alata. Fa'alata. So you have fa'alata. Huh? Mahmoud. So fa. Fa'ala. Fa'alata. Fa'alata. And what we added here. Ta'anith and alif al-muthanna.
Where's the alif al-muthanna?
It's right here.
Oh, okay. For past. This is past.
This is just past.
Yeah.
Okay, let's make it this way. Let's put ta ta'nith. Let's say ta ta'nith is A, B, alif al muthanna, and C, waw al jama'a. And then D, noon, and this one. And these are written on your first page and then handouts. Get the handouts. Get out the handouts. Yeah, first page. You will see the translations. These translations mentioned here. So you know what we're talking about. Do you have this? Okay, you have the same thing here? So share both of you this. So you can find that it's there. It's written. It's in the table. First page is the translation. It's the translation. So you can see the translation. Okay. So we hear, we said added ta'at-ta'anith. Ta'at-ta'anith is A. Ta'at-ta'anith is A. So this is ta'at-ta'anith is A. Alif al-Muthanna is B. So B is Alif al-Muthanna. And this is B. Okay. And this is. This is A, and this is B. You got it?
Yeah.
And the fatha we're looking after is this fatha right here. You taking notes? Take notes.
No, I'm writing it down right here.
Okay.
Thank you, Mom. Why were you absent for like 2 weeks?
Yeah, I know, right?
Because I was helping my sister. Oh. They're like, yay tall. They're like bullies, too. Like, before they do that, they tell you.
Okay.
Now we're going to do 3 plus male.
Exactly. So why? Where are you developing this stack? What happened to the pink one?
Okay. This one is 3.
Male.
3 plus male. 3 plus male is. So it has to do with number C. C, waw al jama'a.
Oh, it's
fa'alu.
I knew it.
So it is fa. Fa'alu.
Fa'alu. No, it's not.
It was
perfect.
Go on.
I like it. I like it like this.
No. I don't like this song.
sit down.
Waw al-jama'a comes usually with alif after it. Waw al-jama'a comes with alif after it. So we say this is C.
It means
E.
Fa'al means to do.
See. The waw. The waw. And alif. Okay? Ta'alu. And the fa'alu.
Are any of you guys taking
notes?
I'm writing it down right here.
I just take them all over.
No writing.
What's the point of writing notes if he's going to take a picture?
Now, where is the fatha here?
Yeah,
where is the fatha here? Huh? Yusuf, Mahmoud, where is the fatha? In fa'alu. Because this is past tense, so it's mabni ala al fatha. Where is that fatha? Supposed to be on where? On what letter?
Oh, lam.
No.
Lam. Do you have a fatha on the lam?
No, it's
I guess you can answer for me then.
Fa'ala. Huh?
Fa'ala. Why wouldn't it be on like the alif? Here.
We already answered that question, so bye.
Okay. So.
Answer it again.
Because it's added on.
A swag.
Yay!
Good job. Why? Now this one is, fatha is not possible. You can't pronounce it. If you try to pronounce it, it won't come. Because it's followed by waw. The letter that's followed by waw, usually, it has to be dhamma. Fa'alawa.
That's difficult to say.
It's absolutely wrong. Fa'alawa. So here we call it silent. Fatha. So mabni ala silent fatha. Mabni ala eh? Silent fatha.
Mabni ala silent
fatha. Silent fatha, fatha sakina.
Okay, what's
2 plus 3
now?
Huh? Do you got that? So here we say mabni. Hello, mabni ala al-fatha al-sakina.
What tense is this?
Past. And we have present and future knowledge. And command to do. We're still on past.
We've already done present. We've already done
no,
future.
No, we haven't. No, this is just like we have to do. We'll learn first and second person. Past, present,
future, and command.
And
now we have third person. How do you
just take the root of the words?
Yeah, the
words
are difficult to write.
And then three.
Okay,
three plus female.
Okay, what's found in past?
I hate these pens.
Isn't
that what we're just doing right now?
Can you try to get me a
black
color? So, please focus with me. Please focus with me. So, what would be the shh? What would be the attachment we use?
Fa'alunna?
Fa'alu.
Fa'alunna, right?
No.
Fa'alu.
Okay, it is fa'alna. Fa'alna. It is fa'alna. You say, how come the lamb has sukoon? How come the lamb fa'alna? So how come the lamb fa'alna?
Why do you...
Hello? How come the lamb has sukun? How come the lamb has a shh?
Yeah.
How come the lamb has what? The lamb here has what? Sukun. How come it is sukun?
Wait, the sukun is on the lamb?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because, see, this is, so we added D. This is one is D here. We added D. And it is al-fatha al-sakina. Supposed to be here the same thing.
I checked it out, so you're not allowed
to keep it. Okay. Yeah,
they're running out. Oh, that's great. But we only have limited funds.
Do you got that? Do you understand? Do you understand that?
Yes.
Do you understand that why the fatha is sakina? Because you can't put it there.
Right.
It will sound wrong.
Well,
what
does sakina mean in the first place? Sukun.
It means silent.
Silent.
Yay!
It doesn't even say it up there.
Is this is the way you spell silent?
No.
Can you say silent fatha?
That was really
out. No offense.
Was.
Shh. Silent. Fatha.
Silence.
Fatha.
So funny.
Silent. Fatha. And since we got a good black color, we can
stop with all the
colors. Let's go on to present. Then
you can now do the.
Are we reviewing?
This is not review.
No, this is
we're
new.
Learning.
But you've already done command and future.
No, not for third person.
But it's the same.
Not for third person command.
That's so irreal. Why do we have to go through everything?
Okay, now
you're
let's.
You're not willing to learn and get out of the
that's
class.
Not what I'm trying to say.
Now let's do the present.
I'm just saying.
Why we have to go through everything in
one day? Fast. Now let's do the present.
Can we just go on and not do that part again where the ABC thing?
Present.
Woo, we moved on. Yeah.
Present. So now the present, because to fill up the rest of the table, you need all of them. You need past, present, future command. So what is present? Present is for fa'ala is?
Yaf'al.
What
are you
doing? What's the time? Oh, it's
night time. Realization.
You guys still have like...
Yaf'al.
We're still learning.
Yaf'alu.
Maybe now you guys can finish this amazing table and learn something.
Yaf'alu. So, okay, so this is marfu' bil-dhamma. This is what?
Marfu' bil-dhamma.
Marfu' bil-dhamma.
Daf'alu is second. I mean, it's first female.
Right. Here.
Because I'm smart.
Nice. High five. Bring
it in. You guys can finish two in a day, but you can't
even. You guys are talking too much?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. So here mabni ala al-fatha.
Can I buy the red?
Oh,
okay. Marfu' bil-dhamma. Why is it marfu' bil-dhamma? Why is it marfu' bil-dhamma? Because it is present verb. The default case for the present verb is?
The default for present verb is fine.
Marfu' bil-dhamma. Is what? Marfu' bil-dhamma. So this one is fi'l maadi.
Mabni al-fath.
Mabni al-fath.
Oh my god.
And this one is فعل مضارع مرفوع بالضمة. فعل مضارع. Is the sunna, is the dhamma silent?
Sure.
Yes.
Why not?
Because it's yafal, it's silent. You don't say yafal. Wait, wouldn't it work both ways? Can you just say yafal or just yafal? It's the same thing, right?
Okay, is the sunna, is the dhamma silent?
The dhamma is
it can be silent because you
no,
say
it's not
is
silent.
It silent here?
No.
No.
Why not?
Because
there. It's there.
See, but you could say
look
yefad.
At the lamb, it's there.
Yeah, yeah.
You could say yefad and then it wouldn't be there.
Yefad if you stop.
If it's
okay.
Silent.
If you stop talking.
You don't stop talking.
If you stop talking, you can drop the...
Like if you end the sentence with yefad.
Yes.
Okay.
But that's not the case. Yeah. That's not the way we do the grammar. Shh. We do the grammar on the normal situation, which is that marfu' bil dhamma. Like you're continuing. Okay. Now... She is what? I'm going to take yaf'al and make it?
Yeah.
Taf'al.
Taf'al.
That's what I said.
So now ta'at ta'nith. That's right. So taf'alu. Taf'alu. You got that part right? Taf'alu. Huh? What is it?
Taf'alu.
Taf'alu.
I said that. Taf'alu.
So where is the Dhamma?
On the lamb. On the lamb.
There's the
well.
There's the well over the rainbow.
So the difference is that I flipped the ya into?
Yeah.
Flip the that into?
Da.
Da. That's right. How about two males? What would you see for two males? Hold on.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. I'm doing it wrong.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yes.
Yeshni-san? Oh, wait.
No, I'm on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Do that.
Yaf'alan.
Yaf'alan. Exactly. Okay,
you know,
she asked a very smart question. She said, why the noon at the end? There are two versions. There's one with the noon, one without the noon, and both are correct.
Wait, where? Why don't we just do it without the noon?
So there's... Yaf'ala.
You don't have a pigment, just start it.
And yaf'alan.
No.
Both are correct. I'm so proud of you.
So proud.
Yes,
so proud.
For noticing that. So both are correct.
Can we just do a doctor now?
So, yes, you can do either.
Oh, Lord. Are you no longer school? No. You're like, oh my God.
It's like on your lap is looking.
Okay. So, you got this one right? Is yaf'ala? Or yaf'alani.
You missed.
No.
It's like 2 feet away from you too.
Wait, is the next one yaf'alani?
And this is...
I mean, tafalani. No, it's...
Tafala or tafalani. Just
tafala.
Switch the ta.
I thought it was tafalani.
تفعل أو تفعلان both
yeah.
Just like that. So يفعل يفعلان. So where is الضمة? الضمة here is what's silent or not silent?
الضمة is silent.
Silent.
It's not there.
That's right. So, here is.
Yes, you did. He gave me a test there. It was scary.
This one is so
slow. Okay.
Have you guys, can you guys do this?
No,
you guys,
it's too big.
Mahmoud seems to have, feel like he can do everything, so I recommend he takes
up a pen and starts writing.
Hania didn't say it right. She said that. Tafalan. That's right. Okay, so you take the male version. Okay, hold on here. Take this male version and put it down here. Just change the ya into ta.
Okay.
Just like this. Male, female is ta. Male, female is ta. Okay? So. Now. What should I mark?
Is this also a ta?
تفعل تفعلاني. It's the same. What shall I mark this alif? I mark this alif to be what? A, B, C?
This alif is going to be A, B,
oh,
or
no,
C.
B.
B. That's right. That's right. That's right. Just one thing. Okay? Got that part right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, about they, what do you think will be added?
يفعلان, maybe?
What A, B, C, or C, or D to get three males? Yeah. To get three males, what should I add from here?
Oh,
C.
Wait, you mean three plus
male? Three plus male.
Oh, I'm just like, why are you saying
right. C.
I was right. Why would you matter?
Dhamma.
What's that?
Oh, that's wrong. So change it. Dhamma.
So the word would be...
Dhamma.
What would the word be then?
Huh? Oh, it's going to be... It's going to be yafa'alu.
It was right.
Yafa'alu.
Okay.
Yafa'alu. It's going to be yafa'alu. Now, the female, we're going to add which one of those? Nun and Niswa.
Guys aren't
remember,
taking notes anyways.
This Niswa means plural.
I'm getting this done.
Niswa means plural females. Niswa means what?
Plural females.
Plural females. These are the Nun and Niswa. Plural females. You got that part?
Nun and Niswa. Okay.
So it's only for plural. So don't use it in singular or double. Only for plural. So, when we do 3 plus female, then which one I use from here?
D.
D, that's right. Can you say it?
Is it
Yafa'alna.
Yafa'alna.
Because it's now you have... The noon and niswa at the end, so you don't need a tab.
Oh, yeah, right.
You don't need a tab because it's already there. So, this one, yafa'alu.
Really? I don't get it. You guys can't be silent for like 5 minutes.
And this one.
You got 5 seconds down.
Is yafa'al.
Accomplishment.
يفعلنا and this is okay So this is silent Dhamma. And then here is...
It's
not silent. So the Dhamma here is not silent.
The last one is silent.
Not silent.
Yeah.
The last one is silent.
And the last one is silent. Not silent Dhamma.
So we're not going to get through future in command.
We're probably going to finish future. You still have 10 minutes.
That future, I'm going to just skip it. Why? Because I would say that all you have to do is just get this plus sad.
Okay.
Sad.
Oh, no.
So sad plus.
I want to write it.
Hear yourself.
We will hear it in the recording, though.
Say a father.
Okay. So sad plus al-mudara. Sa plus al-mudara.
I can't read that.
Beautiful writing.
Oh, that's a plus.
And sa letter. So sa plus al-mudara. Now let's do the command. Command is usually... Command is mabni ala... Huh?
Command is
mabni ala al-fath.
Sukoon. If you don't recall, if you don't remember, you can... Repair page 4.
I want to say it.
Okay.
I
want
to say something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Like, what is this? Do you?
I don't know
myself. Go to page 3.
I think.
Go to page 3. Go to page 3, Mahmoud. What do you see the rule, the grammar for the command verb?
For future command.
Not command verb.
Command.
Oh, yes.
مبني على السكون. مبني على السكون. So here we say, افعل. Here we say, افعل. Okay.
Why did we add a
wa?
If al. So that is.
I thought that was a yawn, but I sneezed.
Okay.
فعل أمر مبني
على السكون.
على السكون. فعل أمر مبني على السكون. فعل أمر مبني على السكون. Okay, so that is the sukun right there. So if it's a female, what do we do to make it female?
أراد.
Say افعل لي. افعلي.
افعلي.
Say افعلي.
افعلي.
If Ali, okay, do the tashkil here, and then do it's a silent. Yes, it's a silent. You know the lam here must have a kasra. Why? Because it's preceding the what?
The
ya. So we're stuck. So we can't. We can't have. Silent sukoon. So it's we can't make sukoon, so we do say silent. Okay, how about two, male or female are the same for two here, command.
Okay,
so okay, so what do we do? What do we need to add? Huh?
Wait, what B?
B is what?
Alif al-Muthanna.
Alif al-Muthanna, that's right. So you say, if'ala, for both of them.
Both of these.
Both of them are if'ala?
If'ala, yes. If'ala. Then alif and brown color. And this is... Now, why am I stuck with fatha here? Because it's preceding alif. So I'm stuck with it.
So it would be a silent sukun, guys?
Yeah.
But there's a sukun right there.
That's not the last letter.
That's
yay.
Not the last, last letter after removing the attachments. After removing the attachments. Okay. Okay.
What's 3 plus male and 3 female?
Okay. So 3 plus male, what do we do? Huh? Which one we use here?
C.
C, exactly. Wow, Jama. So it's going to be if'alu. If'alu. The wow alif blue and brown color.
Okay, last one. What would
you
say? Is the last one?
And the last one is what?
Is it H? No, sorry.
If'alna. Hold on. Stop.
What is it?
We have been doing the second person.
Wait, what?
So, there is no command.
Wait, what?
There is no command for the third person.
Seriously?
I love that. That's great.
Thank you.
Good. All right. You're dismissed.